Hello, and welcome to a special edition of our podcast. Today I'm speaking with Superintendent Dr. Willie E. Garrison II about our referendum questions on the upcoming Tuesday, April 4th, 2023 ballot. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Garrison.
Thank you for having me again.
Great. Well, let's just get right to it. Sure. The first question on the ballot is a facilities referendum. Can you speak to what this will support and why it's important?
Sure. So our facilities referendum here in our school district is going to support our district in many different ways. We're asking the public to support us for about $19.5 million. And then in that conversation, the $19.5 million will cover three major conversations, but also some other things that it can take care of. The first thing you need to consider is we want to redo our 4th Street entrance. As many people already know, we've been talking about this for quite some time now in the district. For about 7 years, we've had those barricades in front of our buildings that pretty much says do not enter. And we want to change that to make our opening or our entrance to our high school much more welcoming for our families and community. The second thing that we're going to take a look at is our HVAC conversation. Now, an HVAC conversation is pretty much our air conditioning. We want all of our students to be able to be comfortable in our high school. And, of course, that air that flows is good, right? And so right. I'm not sure if you've been in the high school during the summer months, but it gets pretty cold.
And I would say,
just joking, it gets pretty hot.
I would say Mason, when I told him, Mason is our intern. I should say that to our listeners. He's also a senior at Beloit Memorial High School. He said he hoped that the facilities referendum included air conditioning.
Yeah.
He said if anybody, students or faculty have been up on the third floor, there is no air conditioning as well as the second floor. So,
sure.
Mason, that is a part of the facilities referendum.
And so, yes, so bringing the AC to the high school will be very important. The third thing we want to do is upgrade our stadium complex. Naturally, we've been talking about, you know, some upgrades in our stadium opportunities for our school district. It's very important to note that these upgrades will touch not just our football fields, but it also will touch our baseball diamonds, multiplex with our soccer fields being included, track. You know, we really want our opportunities to stretch the entire stadium conversation and not just focused on the football fields. Now, with that being stated, there's a lot of questions out there around kind of how much it's going to cost us. And if you go to our website, we've posted exactly from an estimate perspective how much these things will cost us. Very important that we point people towards our website, www.sdb.k12.wi.us.
Backslash referendum,
correct.
I know, you wanted it quick and easy to get that information.
Correct. We also have QR codes that people can also scan if you ever had a chance to get a hold to some of those. We'll also take care of some roofing needs in our school district. Naturally, there's some things that we got to take care of from a complex and facilities that it will that $19.5 million will also address. And so in a nutshell, we also want, going back to the stadium piece, you know, naturally people don't know this, but, you know, when we get to certain levels of playoffs, our kids can't play on our home fields. And we've talked about this before in many different spaces. And now, again, we want our students to be able to play at our home fields when we get to certain levels of the WIAA tournaments. And that'll be very important to us moving forward. And so that $19.5 million will support that.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. And again, we'll mention the website at the end of this podcast. And if you go to the communications icon on the website, you'll find lots of information the information that Dr. Garrison's sharing today. So we have a second referendum question, and that really is an operational referendum question. Could you take a little time and explain what the operational referendum will support?
Sure. An operational referendum will support many different things as well. Naturally, in a nutshell, we want the operational referendum to support academic needs, social emotional needs, technology needs, as well as some other possible opportunities here in our school district. Those needs are wide and variety of different options. And if you go on our website again, you will see exactly what we're talking about from those academic, social, emotional, and technology needs. So that's the first part of the question that you will see. The second part, not the second part, but in the operational conversation. The other part of the operational conversation, we want to replenish our fund balance, is the second part of it. Really thinking about our fund balance as a savings account, mm-hmm. one could always argue that there's times where we just have things that we have to pay for. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a, you know, someone, we was joking, driving with one of my superintendent's friends, and he mentioned that, not, I shouldn't say superintendent's friends, we talk about operational referendums a lot in the state of Wisconsin.
Correct.
Okay. And I just think that's also very important to note. So this is not a new conversation to many school districts across the state of Wisconsin. And so in my conversations with other superintendents, we liken it to having like some want to say rainy day fund, some say a savings account. But at the end of the day, there's money that we have to have in case something happens. Mm-hmm. Right. And so when you're thinking about even your own household, if something happens, you want to be able to take care of it. Mm-hmm. It's the same in this household. Mm-hmm. You know, Purple Knights are a family. Mm-hmm. And so as a family, there's some things that we have to take care of that we need those funds for. We have a policy that gives us a snapshot of about 14 to 25% mm-hmm. of what our fund balance should be. And we're not there, and we're asking the public for support there. Again, this is the information that once you get to the polls, you have to make your own decision.
Correct.
And naturally, I'm not supporting, you know, I'm not trying to put out any yes campaigns or mm-hmm. anything that of such. But I think when you hear this information, you have the information, you can go to the polls and make your own decision.
What I, in talking with you about the operational referendum, it seems very student driven, you know, for the benefit of students and with technology, academics, social and emotional well-being, and also in talking about replenishing that fund balance. But we are not the only district that has a policy related to fund balances. Zach, would you say that's correct?
That is correct. There's many districts that talks about the fund balance, and we're not exempt from that conversation. I'll always say, if the motherboard goes here in the KEC,
right,
we got to be able to replace that. If right. if a sprinkler system inside of a building pipe busts because of it's too cold, mm-hmm. right, and the water goes everywhere, mm-hmm. we have to be able to replace those classrooms and the materials that may have been, you know, damaged due to a pipe being busted. Mm-hmm. Overall, it's our responsibility as a school district to, you know, take care of those things, and a fund balance allows us to do that. It also allows us to pay our bills throughout the school year.
Correct.
Naturally, people don't know this, but, you know, the state, I've always stated this before, the state don't always, they do send the money. I will say that. But it's not always on time, right when you need right. it. And so you have to sometimes tap into your fund balance to cover your own expenditures for the year to make sure that you're able to, you know, continue the day-to-day operations of a school district. Very important.
One of the things, you are hosting a number of community informational sessions if people want to attend. There's online in that. And again, going to our website, they are all listed on the website. They've been in the Beloit Daily News. They're on WCLO Radio. So I know you've done a really good job trying to share the informational meetings, if they have additional questions, even after listening to this podcast.
That's correct. We have sessions throughout the month.
Okay.
And we started, of course, even last month, mm-hmm. sharing information about the referendum. It's very important that if you have any questions, that you can definitely come out to any of those listening opportunities. Mm-hmm. And, of course, go to our website. Again, well, as stated, you can scan. You can go to the website. You can see the information. You can see where those sessions will be. You can show up. You can hear the information that we will be presenting. Mm-hmm. In a nutshell, though, it's information for the public to have.
Correct.
And none of this stuff is locked in for us. It's mm-hmm. really information for the public to have, so that you can make an informed decision when you go to the polls.
That's good. And another thing I know that you're doing is you have a weekly newsletter that comes out on Wednesdays, and it gives a referendum update and a reconfiguration update. And I know we're not going to be discussing reconfiguration today, but certainly we can reschedule that. So before we close out this podcast, Dr. Garrison, is there any other information you'd like to share or anything you'd like to talk about?
So actually, yes, I know last month was Black History Month. And of mm-hmm. course, we're walking into, I know we did a Read Across America conversation. So hopefully we had a awesome time in our school district, reading all different types of literature for not just to our students, but for your own personal growth. And so my book was Gary and the Great Inventors by Akira Marshall. And great book. If you get a chance to read it, it's a fun story about a young man who got to learn about some inventors. Let's just say it like that. I don't want to give it all away.
No, yeah. Don't. But I actually, I'm a little familiar with the book, and I think all of our listeners would enjoy reading that for themselves and to their children. Yeah. So there's one other thing I did mention in an earlier podcast, an award you recently received from the Coalition of Churches in Beloit. It was a Trailblazers Award. I'd like to take an opportunity to share that here too. Because of your inspiration, vision, and servant leadership, not only in our district, but in the community. And, you know, for someone who's only been here since November 14th, do I have the right date?
Yeah, I think so.
It was nice to see that there is a community among us that's recognizing many of the skills and talents you bring to our district and community. So I couldn't end this without giving you a little recognition for that.
Thank you so much. And again, thank you to the recognition and the people who thought that I'd be a recipient of this award. Again, I just say, of course, thank you. For me, it's really about, again, you know, service and just really trying to figure out, you know, what our school district wants, but not only that, but what our community also needs. And so if we can be a partner in that as a school district under my leadership, we should definitely do that.
Well, thank you. And I do say that. Again, visit our website, sdb.k12.wi.us/referendum for all the most up-to-date and accurate information. Thank you, Dr. Garrison.
Thank you so much for having me for my second time. I feel like I'm going to get a jacket sooner or later.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.